It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the World Health Organization recognized video game addiction as a standalone mental health issue. We'll learn more about the decision and what it might mean for people who are or think they are addicted to video games. First, Wisconsin may be able to get more sales tax money from internet retailers. Governor Scott Walker says that money should be offset by cuts to Wisconsin's income taxes. Last Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can force online retailers to collect sales taxes. The move overturned a 1992 decision that said states can't require businesses with no physical presence inside their borders to collect those taxes. Under the ruling, Wisconsin could generate as much as $187 million a year. That's according to a study from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. This morning in Madison, Walker said he'd like to see that money go back to the taxpayers.
It shouldn't be a tax increase. It should be just leveling the playing field for retailers and other operations in the state.
Matt DeFore covers state government and politics for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Rob, thanks so much for having me back.
Well, you wrote about this, Matt, and it looks like some states across the country have laws that say, okay, if this law changes, boom, we start taxing. Wisconsin's not one of those. What do we have here?
Right. Well, we actually have a law that's addressed this, but it's not clear if it will apply in this case. In the 2013-15 budget, Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers put in place a provision that said any additional sales tax revenue we would generate from a change in federal law would automatically result in the Department of Revenue reducing income tax rates. Now, in this situation, there hasn't been a change in federal law. There's been a U.S. Supreme Court case that's changed the landscape. So it's unclear if that provision would apply. But as you heard in that clip there, Governor Walker's already talking about how we might use that new revenue should he include that in the next state budget.
If Wisconsin, Matt, wants to take advantage of this Supreme Court ruling, what has to happen for us to start collecting these internet sales taxes? Do we need a change in our law, or is this just the Department of Revenue goes to work?
That is still unclear. The Department of Revenue and the Legislative Fiscal Bureau have been researching this issue since the decision, which just came out last week. And so they are still trying to figure out exactly what has to happen next. But it's, you know, we're still trying to find out, too, if this is actually going to happen in the next budget or not. Governor Walker suggested that it might. He signaled that he would do it to put less of a burden on our local brick-and-mortar retailers here. But, you know, that it seems like there's going to be certainly some kind of action. It's just not going to automatically kick in.
Now, if it waits for the next budget, like that's a time frame. That's a ways off, right?
Right, and that provision in the 13-15 budget was based on it wouldn't kick in until after a year, and that's because it would essentially have looked at a year's worth of sales tax receipts. Now, according to the GAO report, you know that it could generate anywhere from $123 to $187 million a year, but there are other factors that could reduce that amount. You know, for example, if they put a some kind of threshold for the number of transactions an online retailer would have in the state before it was affected by the sales tax. You know, in South Dakota, where the Supreme Court case was, it was 200 transactions. So that could reduce that amount. But you know, it's somewhere in that range that we could see in additional revenue.
I guess taking a step back, this is a two-part process. Part one is, do we start collecting this money from internet sales taxes that we're not currently getting? Step two is, what do we do with that? Governor Walker saying income tax. Other people are saying something else. But there's kind of two issues to sort out here, right?
Yeah, and that's as you mentioned earlier, a lot of other states have already decided they're going to go forward with collecting these sales tax. It's potentially a windfall for states that are strapped for cash in areas like education or transportation funding. But you know, again, in the Republicans here, they also took some preliminary action in anticipation of this. It's just it didn't come down the way that perhaps that they thought it was going to come down.
Talking to Matt DeFore from the Wisconsin State Journal about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on internet sales tax and what that is going to mean for Wisconsin. Matt, in a piece you co-wrote, you talked to state lawmakers. I think for both parties, what kind of things were you hearing?
It's pretty clear to me that the Republicans want to use this to reduce taxes, and that's been consistent with their approach for years now. They've wanted to limit any kind of increased revenue for the state. Of course, with the economy improving, we've seen revenues to the state increase through the sales tax. But yeah, the Republicans are generally, they're looking to offset any additional amount with some kind of cut to the income tax rate. Governor Walker, though, today, you know, suggests a couple other things. For example, this year we saw this $100 per child tax credit. He mentioned today the possibility of expanding that. And he also talked about the maybe something for seniors who don't benefit from that. Of course, it's an election year, so maybe it's not surprising he mentions that kind of stuff. But we also talked to Democratic candidates running for governor. Tony Evers, the state superintendent, certainly mentioned education and transportation as things that need additional funding. Mayor Paul Soglin, I think, mentioned broadband internet, using the money to expand that. We also heard from, I think Matt Flynn talked about reducing property taxes. So that's kind of a tax that's, you know, in line with sort of Republicans are saying. And I think Malin Mitchell also mentioned the idea of using it for some kind of business startup fund or some kind of fund to help businesses that might be negatively affected by online commerce.
Is there a chance that the state legislature would try to do something before the next budget process, not put it off that long?
I would say that's entirely unlikely because today we heard from the Senate Majority Leader, Scott Fitzgerald. He said that they would expect to be done as big tax decisions are usually done in the budget process. And there's really no rush with the legislature out for this season, but he said that they would not likely come back in for a special session to address this.
Now, digging into the internet sales tax a little more, it's not a, you know, there is no internet sales tax happening. What has been the state of the art here in Wisconsin when it comes to when we can or try to collect sales tax on internet purchases?
Yeah, I hear you chuckle because this is kind of a funny thing where the state has had a use tax where they basically ask people when they file their income taxes in the in the winter to indicate how much they had in e-commerce or how many online purchases they made and then pay tax on that. And I think we've had somewhere around 3% of tax filers actually say they've bought anything online.
That's all the people who are buying stuff online, right? About 3%?
3%, I think. And they've collected about $5 million from that. At least this is a study that was done in 2012. So I don't know how reliable that is or how accurate that is, but I think we're expecting the number to be much higher once they actually can tax these online retailers.
And we were already able to tax if we wanted, right, an outfit if they had a physical presence in the state, like prior to
right.
The Supreme Court ruling?
Yes, if you're an online retailer in Wisconsin, you were supposed to be charging a sales tax to Wisconsin consumers. But obviously, if you were selling to somebody in Illinois, Illinois had, you know, wouldn't be charging you a sales tax. So, right.
So what is next? People are talking about it now, but is there really nothing going to happen until the next budget process?
I think that's likely. I mean, the governor seemed to indicate that, too. I mean, again, we have an election here. You've got a bunch of Democrats vying to compete against Scott Walker. And so, you know, it's interesting to pay attention to what these different ideas are and maybe think about how they represent these really stark contrasts in the visions these two parties have for how to govern the state.
And do you see this as being, Matt, a political issue running through November? Or is this just kind of we're going to flare up on it now and then set it aside and find something else to argue about?
I don't really know for sure. My guess is it's a flare-up, but again, I think it speaks to broader differences and priorities for the two parties, and so I think people can look at this as one of many issues where they'll have a clear choice.
And as we wrap up, can you put this $187 million, that's kind of the high-end, people are saying, in income per year, how does that stack up in the scope of our overall state budget?
It's not, you know, a huge amount. It's a, you know, obviously we have this annually $30-some billion budget. All funds, but yeah, it's enough. If for example, it's about as much as we recently got a federal grant to help finish the I-94 project on the southeastern part of the state. It also is the exact same amount as the one-year cost of the child tax credit and the sales tax holiday that's coming up later this year. So those are some examples of what it's the same as.
All right, we'll leave it there. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks very much for having me again. Yep.
That's Matt DeForest, state government reporter with the Wisconsin State Journal. We talked with him about new tax revenue possibilities for Wisconsin following last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said states can tax internet sales. You can weigh in on this issue, by the way. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org. Should the state take advantage of this opportunity to tax more internet sales in the state? And if so, what should the state do with the $150 million a year, plus or minus? Should it go toward tax relief or roads or schools, as various political parties are saying? Again, you can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.